As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Well, we got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, July the 2nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always news, lots of that. Hard to find good news these days, but we do have facts and workable solutions to advance for you as well today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org. Jump on in there and engage in the chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, small town America here, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Once again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Equities, precious metals, and crude oil decline as reality trumps rhetoric. We'll talk about that a bit. Criminality in government and finance losing its glamour. We'll go there as well. The usurper speaks, and we have to listen, whether we like it or not. John Stuart Mill, of course, on representative government, will come up in our second hour today, and we'll continue our study with that incredible head, founder, chief, bottle washer, John Stuart Mill, the founder. Really? Of philosophical radicalism. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning, Friday, July the 2nd, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Folks, if you didn't have the, I don't know, the opportunity, perhaps would be the right way to say it, of visiting www.kitco.com, you might want to log on there today and look at the 24-hour gold chart. What a disaster is happening in the precious metals. Unbelievable. After the broadcast yesterday, things went to hell in a handbasket, and it's crawling up slowly now. Gold, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, up $5.70 from its abysmal closing yesterday, now trades at $1,205.10, fully $60 off of its recent high. That's an enormous drop in gold in just a few days. Silver drops down a long ways as well, now trading up a penny at $17.77 a troy ounce. What happened to my $19 silver? Well, that was a thing of the past. Platinum getting taken in the shorts there as well. Although it bumps up $11 this morning, it's trading at $1,511. It was scratching on the door of 2,000 not long ago. Palladium, likewise, moves up about $5, but it's trading at $436, fully $60 below where it was just 30 days ago. Well, we'll pick it all up right there and continue after this first commercial intermission. Stay tuned.
Oh. Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on our Friday, July 2nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, you can jump up on the website, go to becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussions today. You can also call in throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Certainly, your calls would be... We do seem to be having the same little jobby. There we go. Okay. Looks like everything's perking along just right. Not bad in cyberspace. Let's go back in without that or interruption and close it out. The active trading out of New York City, again, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, finds gold trading up $5.70 at $1,205.10 an ounce. Silver up a penny at $17.77 a troy ounce. Platinum up 11 at 1,511, and palladium up 5 at $436 an ounce. Certainly go up and visit on the www.kitco.com website this morning and take a look at the 24-hour gold chart, and you can see for yourself just what kind of mayhem came into the market yesterday. And the big boys are doing everything that they can do to cover their shorts, cover their bets, and depress the price of gold. And, of course, it's coming out of London and into New York at the time when all of these assaults occur. And so you can imagine it's the London Bullion Market Association and COMEX working in tandem, no doubt, with the President's Working Group on Financial Markets, just to name a couple of culprits. Anyway, the London gold fix this morning. The boys in London set the price at $1,210.50. We're $5 below that. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, $1,200.90 for a low, $1,214.40 for a high. But at $1,205.10, your gold is still up $275.90 year to year for a 29.70% return on your investment. The SPDR gold shares is showing 1,319.22 metric tons in their treasure chest. Whether they have that gold or not is to be debated. But it has a value on the street at these spot prices of $52.32 billion. They're a big hand and a deep pocket, the spider on the corner of the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fared no better yesterday, closing down 41 at 9,733, now far distant from that 10,000-point mark. The NASDAQ, likewise, closed off 8 at 2101, and the S&P 500 was off 3, closing at 1,027 yesterday. Crude oil this morning, off 40 cents. Everything's taken in the shorts, folks. Crude oil off 40 cents. As trading in Oklahoma at $72.55 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. And the U.S. dollar index, unspared, drops another 12 basis points, trades out at 84.42. And, of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates. Let's look at that. The Canadian loonie off 50 basis points, yet trades at 94 cents U.S. The Mexican peso today, the exchange rate there is 13.0958 pesos per buck. It's the first time in a long time it's been in the 13s. It's back into the 13s again. Used to be in the 12s, was there for a long time. But nevertheless, off 0.62%, it still trades at 8 cents U.S. That Mexican peso just pegged like it is to the U.S. dollar. The euro, the big news here this morning, continuing its upward trend. I would imagine that the G8 gave the instructions to the G20. Everybody went home, started jiggling the market, and the price of the euro just miraculously is climbing. This morning, up 45 basis points, trades at $1.26 U.S. The British pound, likewise, moving up a little more strongly, up 0.12%, trades out exchanges at $1.52 U.S. The Swiss franc, equaling and at par with the Canadian loonie, is coming in at 94 cents U.S. this morning, moving down 0.63% or 63 basis points, as they love to say in the financial world. The bond market this morning, the two-year bonds moved down. The yield on the two-year U.S. Treasuries moved down. It's yielding 0.63%. The 10-year moves down as well to 2.94, and the 30-year down at 3.90%. So if you want to go broke fast, buy bonds. The mortgage market this morning, on the contrary, to the benefit of those that are out there that are up against the wall and have to take out a mortgage, if you can find anybody to loan it to you, good news. The 15-year mortgage moves down from 4.32% a month ago to 4.09% this morning. The 30-year moves from 4.91% a month ago down to 4.69, so it continues to approximate free money. Market report doesn't look very good. The employment situation seems to be driving the day. The employment information that I've got in front of me here is powered by EconoDay. You can find the EconoDay reports up on the Bloomberg website under the economy section. The highlights, the job picture in June was quite as mixed as temporary census workers. We like to say senseless workers or senseless takers. Any way you look at it, they're stealing your money and they're getting your information. But the jobs picture in June was quite mixed as the temporary senseless workers were laid off and private hiring was positive but moderate. In other words, there's precious few hiring going on. Mostly it was just laying off these census workers, and that we knew about. We anticipated that. Also, the unemployment rate continued to dip even as the work week slipped. You know what that means, the work week slipped. Well, I know what that means. So here's what the work week slipped means. That means that you're working fewer and fewer and fewer hours. So So a lot of people are employed, but they're all part-time labor, right? The work week right now is running about 34.1 hours. That's certainly not enough to get you your pension, and it's almost not enough to get unemployment. Continuing, overall payroll jobs in June fell back 125,000 after spiking a revised 433,000 in May and after a 313,000 jump in April. Of course, as we love to say here, and rightfully so, figures don't lie, but the liars figure. But this was mostly just these people hired to take the senseless information. The June decrease was matched the market forecast for a 125,000 decline. Well, that's pretty lousy writing, but I'll just give it to them. Looking beyond the temporary effects of census hiring and firing, private non-farm employment. Do you ever wonder why they always talk about non-farm employment, folks? I keep scratching my noggin for that, too. They don't ever want to tell you about what the farm employment is. Why? Well, because the farm employment continues to go up and go up and go up as all the abos and wetbacks crawl across the Rio Grande, right? Anyway, they don't want to talk about private non-farm employments. Excuse me, they don't want to talk about farm employment. That's what I really should be saying. Private non-farm employment, in other words, let's get rid of all the agricultural jobs, get this out of the mix. Private non-farm employment increased 83,000 following a 33,000 rise in May. The latest figures fell short of the analyst predictions for a 105,000 person advance in private payroll. So, I mean, 33,000 people all across America? Man, what a pittance. This country is really staggering. We'll be right back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins because the sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So as difficult as it is at times to get involved with these economic forecasts and economics in general, you know, these numbers are always, it's like made as intended. They pull them from whole cloth. They pull them right out of the air or someplace else that I want to discuss on air. But the numbers just seem to always be changing. And then they go back and they revise things last month. And then, you know, they talk about the things that unexpectedly happen. And then they talk about experts say and so on. It's really difficult. You have to be very careful going through this and trying to make any sense of it, especially just winging it off the cuff here, reading these articles on air, is sometimes difficult. But the longer and the deeper you look into it, the less credible the numbers seem to be. But continuing, it says, looking beyond the temporary effects of the census hiring and firing, private non-farm employment increased 83,000 following a 33,000 rise in May. Of course, there's 300 million people in this country. You talk about numbers like this, you're talking peanuts for sure. And I ain't talking about Jimmy Cotta. The latest figures fell short of analyst projections for a 105,000 advance in private payrolls. Absolutely nothing, folks. You think of all the McDonald's hamburgers joints there are in this country, and 105,000 disappears into their bathrooms in a hurry. The private sector gain was led by a 91,000 boost in private sector service providing job. There's your hamburger folders. This includes professional and business services up 46,000 and leisure and hospitality up 37. Leisure and hospitality, would that be the sex workers and the drug dealers? Could be. Up 37,000. The goods producing sector lost a net of 8,000 payrolls. The people who are actually making something went down by 8,000. With construction down 22,000. Not good news. Manufacturing posted a 9,000 gain while mining and logging advanced 5,000. You get involved with actually, you know, bringing the minerals up out of the soil, bringing things into existence. You know, that's really the true source of wealth. So we got about 14,000 jobs here. Yeah, actually, if you want to just bring it down to mining and logging, there was only about 5,000 people that were actually bringing into the marketplace anything that could be considered true wealth. Manufacturing has risen 3 months in a row. The big weakness, of course, was a 208,000 drop. Now, listen carefully. Was a 208,000 drop in government jobs after a 400,000 jump in May. The decline included the loss of 225,000 temporary employees working on the census 2010. Now, wait a minute. I might not be all that bright, but my math is a little better than that. They said the big weakness, of course, was a 208,000 drop in government jobs, and then they turn right around and say in the same sentence that the decline included the loss of 225,000 temporary employees. You see anything wrong with that number, folks? How could you have a 208,000 drop and a loss of 225,000 temporary employees being the same number? It might be switched around the other way. Conceivably, you could have a 225,000 person drop of in government jobs, which included 208,000 person drop in census workers, but the numbers are screwed up if you don't do it that way. Anyway, that's the way they wrote it. I'm just reporting it. On a year-ago basis, overall payroll jobs improved to 0.1% in June from down from 0.4% the prior month. I think you could probably take these numbers, well, with a grain of salt. There are other signs of a slowing in the labor market. Growth in average hourly earnings eased to 0.1% decline. How can you say growth in average hourly earnings eased to a 0.1% decline? I'm telling you, it used to be new math. Now this is just the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician. The correct way to have started that was that average hourly earnings declined 0.1%, and throw the word growth right out of the sentence, following a 0.2% boost in May. And you start getting in and jiggling around less than 1%. Why bother? Why even mention it? The average work week for all workers edged down to 34.1 hours per week compared to 34.2 hours in May. And the market forecast was for 34.2 hours. The good news at face value in the June report was that the unemployment rate to 9.5% in May. In June. It didn't say, where did it, you listen very carefully. The good news at face value in the June report was that the unemployment rate to 9.5% didn't rise to, didn't fall to, what? They left out a key word there. I don't know. They get paid to write this stuff, and then Bloomberg posted on the website, but I've already tired of it. We're going to go on to the next article, because if they can't write any better than this, there's no reason to read it. Here's a little bit more. Off of Bloomberg, a different way of looking at this. This is by Bob Wills, New News. Employment in the U.S. probably dropped on the census cutbacks. Now, we've heard the report. This is the Econoday. Now we're going to go over into journalism. Bob Wills is a pretty good writer here, Bob Willis. Let's see how he styles it. Employment fell in June for the first time this year. Is this the first time this year that employment fell? Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Going to have to get some duct tape and baling wire out for Skype this morning. Anyway, let's continue and try it again. Employment fell in June for the first time this year, reflecting a, we won't say the word, drop on air in federal census workers as the decennial population count began to wind down. Economists said before a report today, I'm going to read you some numbers perhaps later in the broadcast, of the dismal returns from the census here in Missouri. And most of the people in rural Missouri just gave them the one-finger salute and told them to get off their front porch, unfortunately. Payrolls declined by 130,000 last month, according to the median estimate of 82 economists surveyed by Bloomberg, blah, blah, blah. Private employment, which excludes government jobs, rose for a sixth consecutive month, this survey showed. But the rise here they're not talking about is this 0.02 little at a time. The pace of hiring signals it will take years for the world's largest economy to recover the more than 8 million jobs lost during the recession that began in December of 2007. It's going to take years for this economy to recover. Does that tell you we're into this for the long term, folks? The turmoil in financial markets brought on by the European debt crisis raises the risk that employment will slow, depriving American households of the income needed to maintain spending. I would suggest you get yourself an extra washer and dryer and start taking in your neighbor's laundry. It might be your only way to get money to go to the grocery store. Maybe you should take advantage of the idea that my next door neighbor behind me has done, and they now have a chicken or two in a coop in the backyard right across the fence from me. I love to see that when people get smart enough to start bringing chickens into their yards. The pace of hiring, and of course, I really don't want to tell you why they have so many dogs on chains and why they seem to change their preference in dogs quite often. I don't know what happened to the other little dogs, but the little dogs on chains just seem to be disappearing about once a month. Anyway, we'll be right back.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned once again, taking a look at this financial information off the Bloomberg website, and I'm getting all kinds of signals in the chat room. Certainly you can jump in the chat room, folks, if you want. It's becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org, and get involved in the discussion there. I certainly am in and out of the chat room throughout the broadcast, but as far as double-dip recessions are concerned, I think it's going to look more like a Super Bowl going down a flight of stairs. I don't know if it's going to be a double-dip or not. What I think it's going to be is a bounce down and a bounce up and a bounce down and a bounce up and a bounce down and a bounce up. And as the little Super Bowl travels down the flight of stairs, all the highs will get lower and all of the lows will get lower, and eventually it'll dribble out onto the hallway down at the very bottom, and then we will have arrived at the new feudal order, where we all live at the level of Bolivian peasants. All right, that's kind of where the globalists have in mind for us as far as a global economy is concerned. You can't bring up the standard of living in places in sub-Saharan Africa and in the the deepest, darkest jungles of South America. You can't bring up their economies to our standard, so we'll have to go down to their standard. And that's about the way it's going to go. Anybody that's looked at the international migration and development agenda from the United Nations as closely as I have realizes that's where we're headed. All right? Overall, in the long term, this is going to be one great big global pasture. And we will migrate from pasture to pasture, looking for a fresh green blade of grass to nibble on and some little drop of clean, fresh water. And that's what we have in the future if we don't turn things around. Continuing, the pace of hiring signals again it'll take years for the world's largest economy to recover the more than 8 million jobs lost during the recession. The recovery downshifted a gear in recent months, said David Ressler, chief economist at Nomura Securities. Consistent, he says, payroll gains will probably be consistent with moderate growth in income and spending. Moderate growth in income and spending. Where's the moderate growth in income going to come from? And then how, if that doesn't materialize, will there be any moderate growth in spending? Well, like we say, chief economists can speculate, but you're going to have to translate that into something on the ground before I'm going to believe it. This is the Show Me State. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. Show me your evidence of any moderate growth in income and spending. Figures from the Labor Department show the number of workers helping conduct the census dropped by about 230,000 from mid-May to mid-June, the period corresponding to the government's job survey. The decrease still left about 344,000 people on the census payroll. So these senseless workers are taking money out of your pocket and mine to collect needless information at a time when we really need to be focusing on other things. But it makes for a good distraction. Now that we have the Gulf oil spill, we can implement Agenda 21's recommendation that we dispense with technology and we go back to labor-intensive jobs. And so everybody is given an empty sack and a plastic suit, and they're encouraged to walk along the beach like beachcombers and pick up tar balls and dead animals. Anyway, private payrolls. For that reason, economists say private payrolls, which exclude government jobs, will be a better gauge of the state of the labor market for much of 2010. Employment at companies rose by 110,000 after a 41,000 gain in May, according to the median forecast of 50 economists surveyed. The report will also show the unemployment rate rose to 9.8% from 9.7%. Liars don't figure, or excuse me, figures don't lie, but liars figure. And they do this all the time. We know these numbers are grossly underestimated. It's probably multiplied by 2.5 and you come up with a better figure for unemployment rate. Joblessness, which reached a 26-year high of 10.1% in October, will take time to recede. Well, the article just continues and continues. But if this is what's driving the marketplace, we can understand why in the last 24 hours, the markets have just absolutely tanked, including the precious metals market. Let's go over here. Goldman's role in the crisis at stake in a question over Marx. Just a little bit more about Goldman Sachs and their involvement in all of this. Goldman Sachs Group Incorporated executives sought to defend the firm's pricing of illiquid mortgage derivatives during 2 days of hearings as investigators questioned whether the firm accelerated the financial crisis. In other words, did they have their foot on the accelerator pedal? That is the big question. Gary Cohn, wouldn't imagine he's Irish, Goldman Sachs President and Chief Operating Officer and the Chief Financial Officer, David Viniar, argued that the firm's prices in 2007 and 2008 reflected what it saw in the market. Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission members questioned whether the investment bank deliberately discounted prices to push markets lower because it had bet on a decline in the value of subprime mortgage-backed debt. Well, as this article continues and continue it does, it starts getting into the point where we're actually starting to develop the gonadula to be able to, lay charges, criminal charges against these batards for the things that they've done. Let's jump over here and go down to Chavez. See, Hugo here. Chavez cracks down on brokerage thieves and leaves traders jobless. This is an article on Bloomberg by Corina Rodriguez Pons and David Cancel. New news. Trader Jofmar Heredia was thrown out of work when a Venezuelan president, Hugo Chavez, shut the unregulated currency markets in May and seized about 40 brokerages, accusing them of setting artificial rates, capital flight, and money laundering. Seems Hugo Chavez has a pair of them. Heredia, 31, said she's worried she may never find a job at a bank again because of Chavez's crackdown. That's the kind of news article I'm waiting for in America. That's the one I'm waiting for. Where Lloyd Blankfein comes out in a statement and says he's worried he may never find a job at a bank again. Man, that would be the day. I'm unemployed and leaving my resume in banks, but no one is calling, said Heredia, who worked at ProInversion Sociedad. Well, the reason why you can't get a job, honey, is because nobody can pronounce the company you worked at. A lot of my friends in brokerages taken over by the government have been let go. A lot of my friends in the brokerages taken over by the government? Seems like Barry the Usurper and the boys are following Hugo Chavez. I guess it's a dead heat race to socialism. The brokerage business is in danger of becoming obsolete in this socialist nation, said Norris Aguirre, however they speak in those foreign tongues, president of the clearing firm, and I'm not even going to try it, something Venezuela, Valore or something. Since November, Venezuela's security regulators have taken control of about 35% of the 112 trading firms and closed four after they were blamed for the 27% drop in the Bolivar through May the 18th. That may leave up to 2,500 without jobs, even as Chavez says his biggest economic priority is preserving employment. Seems to me like they got the right idea, kicking the snake's knot out of the banking industry. Chavez, a 55-year-old former paratrooper who's been in power for 11 years. I wonder where Barry the Usurper worked when he was working for the CIA. Maybe he jumped out of airplanes, too. Nah, doesn't look like he has that much courage. The government banned investment instruments known as mutuos in February, which are akin to repurchase agreements or repos, and prohibited brokers from trading in a new currency market established last month. Securities firms use repos to borrow money to finance positions in bonds and other securities. In a speech on May the 23rd to the supporters, Chavez said his country should eliminate brokerages. Damn, that man has insight from time to time. For a socialist and a collectivist, he does speak well from time to time. We're going to have to respond aggressively against these thieves that are trying to wash their hands now, Chavez said. There's no economic reason for the weakening of the Bolivar. It's a huge fraud against the Republic. Bang, those are fighting words. Love you, buddy. The government took control of the country's largest brokerage, Econoinvest Casa de Bolsa, after raiding it on May the 24th. Wouldn't you like to wake up in the morning, folks, and read the headline, the banner news? SWAT teams surged into the New York Federal Reserve Bank. Drug all of the brokers out of J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs by their neckties. Loaded them into paddy wagons and hauled them off to Fort Knox, insisting that they all begin to watch the empty floors there. Of the 420 workers at the company, 126 have resigned, according to the nation's regulators. The directors are being held at the National Intelligence Service in Caracas, awaiting final charges against them for illegally trading foreign currency and association with delinquency. Maybe we could transfer all the Wall Street bankster gangsters to some of these detention centers they've made.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the Matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of course, if you can't get your fill of corruption and from Wall Street, then you can't get enough of your corruption in Venezuela. Then we'll bring up more crime over here back with the BP. BP criminal case and the oil spill may be inevitable, analysts say. I mean, you get the kind of thread. I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, I hit the browser, go through this news, and this is the sort of stuff you got to wade through. Okay, Paul Barrett. Justin Bloom, collaboratively writing New News, Bloomberg. It's almost a foregone conclusion. Legal experts agree. Always was experts that say that the federal investigation of the Gulf of Mexico oil spill will produce criminal charges. After all, mere negligence leading to serious oil pollution constitutes a misdemeanor under the Clean Water Act. Misdemeanor. That's right. Damn serious stuff we're talking about here. Prosecutors, quote, are very likely to bring criminal charges against BP and other companies involved, said David M. Ullman, a former chief of the Justice Department's Environmental Crimes Section, who now teaches at the University of Michigan Law School. I hope you didn't stay up all night to figure that out, David. My word. Whether BP or any individual will face felony charges or even prison time is a more complicated question. Well, yeah. You betcha. One hint of what a broader indictment might look like comes from an unlikely source, private civil racketeering lawsuits that have been brought on behalf of property and business owners in Alabama, Louisiana, and Florida. One of the suits filed on June the 12th in Federal District Court in Pensacola, Florida, the home of radio host John Arthur Live, Pensacola, Florida, by the plaintiff's firm, Levin, Papa Antonio, Thomas, Mitchell, Lushner, Rafferty, and Proctor. Wow. Put that on your business card. Accuses BP and Chief Executive Officer Tony Hayward not only of discrete instances of pollution. Discrete instances of pollution? It also alleges that the company engaged in an illegal enterprise to mislead regulators over a period of years. Included in this alleged pattern of wrongdoing was BP's failure to improve its safety practices in response to past incidents, resulting in criminal fines, the suit says. And then it goes on and it reiterates a bunch of stuff we all know. RICO law? Taken together with the Deepwater Horizon disaster, the Florida suit alleges these events show that BP engaged in a scheme that violated the civil provisions of the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, RICO. The RICO law was enacted in 1970 to help prosecutors put mafiosi behind the bars. The mafiosi? Why don't we just say it like it is? The kosher nostra. It has been used more broadly against corporations and high-profile individuals, including junk bond impresario Michelle Milken in 1989, not to be confused with Michelle Malkin. It also allows prosecution of people who operate oversee an illegal enterprise, even if they did not commit the main criminal acts in question. The maximum prison term is 20 years for each count. In the hands of a bold prosecutor, the facts and theory that underpin the Levin Papantonio firm's lawsuit, civil suit, could add up to something more, a criminal indictment. Oh, gasp and horrors. Proceeding to criminal indictments. God, wouldn't that be a blessing? Quote, I would be amazed if the U.S. government didn't use this as a roadmap to some sort of criminal case, said attorney J. Michael Papantonio. An outspoken liberal, they got to throw that one in there. He appears frequently on cable TV talk shows. Well, that doesn't go well for Michael. This is not a case of mistake, he adds. This is an intentional effort to subvert the law. Well, holy cow. Bold fellow. Minimized risk. In his suit, Papantonio asserts that filings BP made from 2000 to 2009 with the Interior Department's Mineral Management Service misrepresented the company's preparation for a potential deepwater disaster and dishonestly minimized risks. One BP document, quote, an initial exploration plan, close quote, submitted to the MMS in February of 2009, claimed that the company had, quote, the capability to respond to the maximum extent practicable to a worst-case discharge or a substantial threat of a discharge, the suit states. Well, we can see how they have that capacity, don't we? Contrary to such written assertions that BP was capable of remedying a major oil spill, the companies and its executives have conceded that since the April the 20th rig explosion, they weren't prepared, the suit claims. CEOs Hayward told the Financial Times, this is the first time I've heard of this, in a June 3rd article, quote, what is undoubtedly true is that we did not have the tools you would want in your toolkit, close quote. Now, isn't that precisely what I said on Oracle Unleashed some weeks and weeks ago? This is really important. That they would be allowed to do deep water exploration, drilling in our Gulf waters, or any company, either on the soil or in the water, that they would be allowed to proceed, that the Mineral Management Service would allow them to proceed without verifying that they had all of the tools and all of the equipment necessary to respond to a disaster is beyond gross negligence. It borders on insanity. How do you plead? Absolutely insane. That's right. Can you imagine that Vetco Gray could sell piping to some company, let's say, like Transocean, for instance, and not include with all of their pipes and piping the necessary tools to go in and do emergency repairs at whatever depth it was designed to function at, or that Transocean would not insist on having those tools on hand during the process, and that BP, as the principal in the investment, would not ensure that all of their subcontractors came with a complete set of tools. We do that even at the most base level on construction projects all around America, and we've been doing that for years, all the way back to the time of the feudal period, when a young man becomes finally apprenticed up and becomes a journeyman. His master is to provide him with a set of tools so that he can travel about and do his craft and trade in competency. And yet, apparently, as Hayward said, what is undoubtedly true is that we did not have the tools you would want in your toolkit. He added that it was an entirely fair criticism to say that the company had not been ready for a deep water oil leak. And my response is that if you were not prepared, if you were not ready for a deep water oil leak, what the hell were you doing drilling in deep water? Continuing from the article here, the Florida suit argues that BP knew all along that its toolkit was deficient, but was assured the government otherwise. Isn't it funny, as Mike Chambers coined the term, here in redneck labs, we had this all figured out long ago, but eventually and finally, the legal community is coming up to speed with redneck labs. A separate civil racketeering suit filed in Louisiana on June the 21st makes a similar allegation. Maybe they're listening this morning, getting tips and clues. Maybe they'll be sure and send us a check once they get their settlement. The one in Alabama is narrower and targets BP's conduct in responding to damage claims since the spill. The RICO approach could allow BP's antagonists in either a civil or a criminal court to argue that cost-cutting steps in 2010 contributed to the blowout that killed 11 workers and led to this environmental crisis. 2 days after Papantonio filed his suit, I think he better fill his suit with dragon skin body armor, Democratic representatives Henry Waxman of California and Michigan's Bart Stupid of the House Energy and Commerce Committee outlined in a 14-page letter to BP five decisions the company made that allegedly sacrificed safety for cost savings. And then it goes on and it talks about that. Winning a verdict. U.S. courts have narrowed the potential applicability of RICO in recent years. Winning a criminal racketeering verdict requires meeting a stiffer standard of proof than the one that applies in a civil case. Still, the filing of a criminal racketeering indictment against BP or its employees could have catastrophic effects for the company. Now look, watch. Choices have consequences. Choose carefully. Such charges likely would result in further reductions to BP's credit rating and an increased chance of Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing. Financial instability could endanger the $20 billion escrow fund. Well, that's their weasel clause and the road home.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here's that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, July the 2nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for each and every day. As we are joined in our second hour now by AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. I thank all of our AM and FM affiliates for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to their local listening audiences. Of course, we have an interactive talk radio platform going on here. And if you'd like to be part of our talk, our chat room discussion, you can certainly log on to becomevocallocal.com and enter the chat room via that portal, or you can go to vocallocal.org. And voila, the chat room is right there as well. You can also go up to oraclebroadcasting.com, the home page and the home site of this network, and you can visit the Become Vocal Local show archives and capture all of those lost first hours for if you are only listening to the second hour of each of our broadcasts. You can also take advantage of those show archives, download them, iPod them, send them out to friends, etc. Let other people know that we're here. Slicing and dicing as we do on a daily basis. We need your support in order to be able to continue to expand our listening audiences. Certainly, in the first hour, a whole bunch of news, a lot of information. Looking at British Petroleum just in the last moments. Taking a look at all of the various and sundry banksters that are out there. All of their compadres in the financial markets, not only in the United States, but in Hugo Chavez's territory as well. A lot of scrutiny being placed on the bankers and the captains of finance and industry at this time, and deservedly so. And certainly we need to keep an eye peeled as well on the various and sundry political figures, the politicos up at the top of this. This one is enough to make me want to puke as we go into the 4th of July, Independence Day weekend, but I have to talk about this a little bit. Yesterday, Barry the Usurper came out and wanted to let the whole world know about his plan for fixing the broken immigration system, getting past the two poles of this debate. The White House blog posted yesterday by Jesse Lee. I'm going to give you a little bit from it. I certainly will not and will likely never air any of the usurper's words. If the man makes me want to vomit every time I hear him speak, but here we go. Few issues. This is just the blog. This isn't the whole transcript. You can get it yourself at www.whitehouse.gov, www.whitehouse.gov. On the homepage, you can't miss it. Few issues have stirred more passions than immigration in this country. And this morning, the president made clear, don't you just love the way, let me make this perfectly clear. Oh, my God. What a standard, trite talking point that is. Let me make this perfectly transparent and perestroika clearer, right? What many already know, all sides must come together to address it, including those Republicans who have backed away from the table since the failed effort a few short years ago. What is this claptrap? Well, you know what it is. So do I. In his speech at the American University, of all places, The president, I don't call him that, again emphasized comprehensive reform. Anytime you see that word comprehensive, you can just take that out and put in collective. That's what comprehensive is all about. This is this transhumanist new age dialogue. This is the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician. Comprehensive reform is the only solution to our broken immigration system. And that rests on accountability. What nonsense. What nonsense. But we'll give the author that and proceed. I don't know whether these insets are quotes or not. They probably wouldn't be quotes. They're just quotes from things that were written for him, the usurper, to speak. Well, we'll pick it up there in a moment.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Friday, July the 2nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we move into the Independence Day weekend, a time of weeping. For me, some people will celebrate. I will be probably fasting and praying for the continuance of this fine nation. But anyway, back to this text here. You can find it for yourself if you can stomach it on the whitehouse.gov on this transparent website that we have here, established by Barry the Usurper's administration at the cost of many millions of dollars to the people of this country. But again, he says the president emphasized comprehensive reform is the only solution to our broken immigration system. Contraire, mon cher, the only solution to our broken immigration system is to hang the treasonous, traitorous, treacherous batards in Washington, D.C. that have broken the trust that we the people have in our federal system and the open, fair, and honest implementation of our Immigration and Naturalization Services Charter, if I could be so bold as to say so. Now, back to this discussion. These insets that I'm seeing, I'm presuming, I'm taking the assumption here that this would be something that he might have said reading from his teleprompter. But now, he says, now, once we get past the two poles of this debate, there are not two poles of this debate, Mr. Usurper. There are not two poles of this debate. You are either fulfilling your responsibility or you are not. And if you are not, you are to be held accountable. And all of the various and sundry agencies and all the grifters, grafters, and change agents in your employment should be taken to task. There are not two poles in this debate. There's one pole and a tall pole, and we could use it with you upon it. Anyway, now, once we get past these two poles of the debate, it becomes possible to shape a practical, common-sense approach that reflects our heritage and our values. Scrub the man's mouth out. He knows nothing of our heritage. He does not share our values. He is a usurper, the son of a foreign soil. Such an approach demands accountability from everybody. We're going to hold him accountable, I hope, more strongly and more firmly accountable than our administration seems to be holding BP accountable for the mess they've made of the Gulf of Mexico. But he says such an approach demands accountability. He must be listening to this broadcast. Seems to have taken a new card out of the deck. He's no longer using Jorge Bush's terminology, responsibility. He's now speaking accountability. Well, that's a horse of another color, Barry. From government, from businesses, and from individuals. What he's doing now, he's pointing the fingers at everybody else except for himself. For government, government has a threshold responsibility to secure our borders. That's why I directed my Secretary of Homeland Insecurity, Janet Napolitano, a former border governor, to improve our enforcement policy without having to wait for a new law. Apparently, we're going to operate lawlessly now, outside once again of the bounds of law. Today, we have more boots on the ground near the southwest border than at any time in our history. What he fails to say is that those boots are on the feet of the illegal aliens that are crawling across our border and the gangster banksters that are financing this and the Mexican army that are protecting it. But he doesn't say that, does he? We doubled the personnel assigned to border enforcement security task forces. We don't need border enforcement security task forces, you bonehead. We need to enforce our immigration laws. We tripled the number of intelligence analysts along the border. Of what the hell value would that be, Barry? For the first time, we've begun screening. You can just imagine the intelligence analysts, you know. Hey, look, looks like a pile of clothing over here. Yep, we got water bottles over here. Look, there's excrement all over this area. Why? I would imagine this might be one of those border crossing places. We better put up signs and keep the people out of this area. Could be criminals lurking about. Yeah, that's Barry the usurper. As a result, we're seizing more illegal guns, cash and drugs than in the past years. But you know where that money goes when they seize funds, when they seize guns? It goes into government pockets. It doesn't go into the ranchers' pockets to pay them off for their costs and the loss and their fear and their lives lost. It doesn't do any of that. Every time these batards seize cash and drugs and illegal guns, they sell the guns on the street. They do. They sell the guns back onto the street. They pocket the cash and they use the drugs. Contrary to some of the reports that you see, crime along the border is down. BS in spades. And statistics collected by Customs and Border Protection. We shared with you the statistics this morning. on the labor report. Never a straight answer. Statistics collected by Customs and Border Protection reflect a significant reduction in the number of people trying to cross the border illegally. Oh, really? For businesses. That's why businesses must be held accountable if they break the law, by deliberately hiring and exploiting undocumented workers. No, Barry, that's the wrong approach. You're penalizing the business industry. If you have a business and you can profit by getting a cheap labor source, you will do it, and you will do it on and on and on. That's not the place to work at all. The place to work is to enforce the immigration laws of this country. You know, the ones that were on the book before the Department of Homeland Security was created. You look at the demographics of this nation, and you figure out how many people we have from every country of this nation, and then by proportion, you bring in so many people from Denmark and so many people from England, and you open the door to so many people from Germany and so many people from Italy and France and Spain, and so on and so forth, and you balance our population so that we do not become a nation we cannot recognize in our lifetimes. But anyway, he's not interested in doing that. He says, but we need to do more. We cannot continue to look the other way as a significant portion of our economy operates outside the law. It breeds, well, a significant portion of our economy operates outside of the law, excuse me, but I think we have somewhere between 6 and 8 of out of every 10 people who derive all or portions of their income from government sources. A significant portion of our economy has been operating outside of the law since about 1871. It breeds abuse and bad practice, and boy, doesn't it ever. It punishes employers who act responsibility, and it undercuts American workers. Boy, doesn't it ever. And ultimately, if the demand for undocumented workers falls, the incentive for people to come here illegally will decline as well. Again, a bunch of wrong-headed nonsense. Apparently, he is unwilling to admit to the people of this country that the United States of America has bought into the United Nations International Migration and Development Agenda and our participation in the Global Job Bank. He is unwilling to admit that when the United States invades Iraq and drives people out of that country, they immediately become basically cattle wandering in a pasture looking for a new place to settle. And who could be surprised if they came here? We'll be right back.
Debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2 DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so for all of the listeners out there in the wide... All right, and every time I bring that up, we seem to disconnect from the network. So anyway, I'm going to bring this to your attention one more time, listeners, and I'd encourage you to go to the United Nations website, www.un.org, or you can go to the publications website, unp.un.org, and browse around and see if you can find a copy of this book and any subsequent generations thereof for your library. So that we no longer talk about this specious nonsense when it comes to immigration, illegal aliens, etc., and etc. The Compendium of Recommendations on International Migration and Development, the United Nations Development Agenda, and the Global Commission on International Migration Compared. You can find it at the United Nations website. The sales number is E.06, Roman numeral 13, .7. Again, that is sales number E.06.XIII.7. The ISBN number is 92-1-151-422-3. Again, the ISBN number is 92-1-151-422-3. If you didn't catch that, send me an email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, and I'll fire that right back to you. It's the Compendium of Recommendations on International Migration and Development. This is the International Migration and Development Agenda here. This document was prepared for the high-level dialogue in September of 2006. Peter Sutherland, the special representative to Kofi Annan and subsequently Ban Ki-moon on international migration and development. These are the chattels in the field. This is all the furniture in the global house. The Population Division of the Department of Economic and Social Affairs of the United Nations Secretariat is responsible for providing the international community with timely and reliable information on population and development. The Population Division provides guidance on population and development issues, including those related to international migration, to the General Assembly, the Economic and Social Council, and the Commission on Population and Development. In particular, the Population Division is responsible for the substantive preparation of the high-level dialogue on international migration and development that the General Assembly will conduct in September of 2006. This is not a vastly long text. It's about 120 pages, but it is a compendium. A compendium is a gleaning. It's a gleaning. It's a colloquy. It's a collection of all of the writings that have been published by the United Nations as regards this interesting dilemma, international migration and development. It is absolutely fundamental to the advance of the new world order that international migration and development proceed unimpeded. And that is why Barry the Usurper will not and cannot and shall not do anything to mitigate, to stop, staunch the flow of illegal aliens into and out of this country. Nor can we expect that to happen as we invade Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, Iran, any of the Stan countries, bringing war to anywhere. People flee. Refugees are created. People leave. You destroy their crops in India with GMO foods, etc. People have to leave. They have to go someplace. They look for a green pasture. They look for fresh water. And come they will, and go they do. And it's not going to change until we change the United Nations agenda. That's the story. Let's go back to this BS that the long-legged Macadaddy, that pencil-necked mulatto from Kenya, has to say to the people of America. For individuals, finally, we have to demand responsibility from the people living here illegally. Why don't we start with the deceiver-in-chief and demand responsibility from him living here and as a usurper, posing as a president of this country. They must be required to admit that they broke the law. We're waiting, Barry. Step up to the plate. They should be required to register, pay their taxes, pay a fine, and learn English. Well, he got the last part right. They must get right with the law before they can get in line and earn their citizenship. Can you believe this language, folks? They must be required to admit that they broke the law. How are you going to do that? They broke the law. They're lawless. They are scofflaws. They should be required to register. Required to register? Where? What do you think this is? Gaza or something? Pay their taxes. What taxes do they owe? They're not citizens. They don't owe nothing to the Internal Revenue Service. They don't owe anything to the Social Security. They're not part of the system. They're part of this state. They're not part of the state. Pay a fine. Are you out of your mind? And learn English. They must get right with the law before they can get in line and earn their citizenship. Get in line. The place to form the queue, Barry, is outside of the country at the consulates, not after they've creeped across the border. Not just because it is fair, not just because it will make clear to those who might wish to come to America they must do so inside the bounds of law, but because this is how we demonstrate that being what being an American means. My God in heaven. And the people sucked this up. Being a citizen of this country comes not only with rights, but also with certain fundamental responsibilities. We can create a pathway for legal status that is fair, reflective of our values, and works. Long before you came into office, Barry, we had that system, and it worked flawlessly for decades and decades and decades. The president, if you want to call him that, closed with the story of a poet more than 100 years ago and what she said about the character of America. Well, I've got this to say about the character of America, the imposter, the usurper sleeping in Lincoln's bedroom whenever he feels like it. It's about time. Come clean, Bubba. It's about time to fess up as to who you are and whose you are and what your real agenda is. Fortunately for the Internet, a great many people around the United States and around the world are on to you, and we're not going to let go. A pit bull dog, I'm just going to sit there and worry the bone. Anyway, we're going to go into something a little bit more delightful. for a few minutes. I had a request earlier to go into the Declaration of Independence as we go into this holiday. I think I'll forego that, and perhaps we'll make that the focus of the discussion on Monday. I'll be back again on Monday. I don't generally observe the all of the various and sundry merchantman's holy days, although I do value this particular weekend and what it means to me. I will say this, however. Back in 1976, after we finished hay season down here in southwest Missouri, I packed up my little kit bag and took my guitar and went out to the highway. And I hitchhiked up to New York City and watched the tall ships come in and watched the fireworks display near the Statue of Liberty. It was a very motivating, moving day for me. I hope you'll remember that this weekend has a lot to do with our heritage and not the one that we surface so politely.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned once again, and you know, a caller on another broadcast on Oracle over the evening last night, called in or chatted into a chat room. You know, when we think about all of the various different crimes of and misdemeanors that have been committed by this usurper, you know, would you just name a few? And that was such a good question. You know, because it's difficult to pin down, you know, precisely a list. If I were to make a list of what things would I indict him for? What crimes, you know, have various government officials actually committed in discharging their duties, you know? Certainly one of the first places that you could look with the usurper, and I'll take a little time hopefully over the weekend and reflect on that very excellent question. But one of the things that would come immediately to my mind is, knowing what I do know about running for office, is that you have to file a declaration of candidacy, and you need to file with the federal election commission, FEC. And one of those is it's a declaratory statement where you basically swear, you declare that you are qualified to serve in the office that you are running for. And right there would be the place where he began the chain of fraud against the people, where he began to commit a treasonous, and treason basically is committing war against the states. And to be a usurper coming in from outside as an imposter, posing as not only the chief executive officer and stating that in public, but also to be the commander in chief of this great nation. I mean, we just start with something similar, simple like that. It's the fraud, the fraudulent misrepresentation of his qualification to serve. And at that level, if that would not be a hanging offense, then we have no justice left in this country. If you can perpetrate, if you could conspire with Rahm Emanuel and the Democratic Party of, you know, the state committee in Ohio, Chicago, good night, brain fart there, whatever the hell state he's from, and the Democratic National Committee, a conspiracy between them to not verify his ability to stand for that office, you know, that's the beginning of the trouble. Illinois. That's what it was. Illinois. Chicago, Illinois. Not Ohio, Will. Anywho, this is the place to start looking. All right? This is the level that you could begin. But as far as all of the rest of the crimes are concerned, well, that would be difficult. One of the problems with getting involved with corporations and corporate U.S. is that we don't even know who it is or what it is most often. I certainly don't. There are some out there that do. Have a much better idea than I do. But the whole thing is a charade. It's such a farce that to allow it to continue into the 21st century would be just, you know, incredible negligence on our part. Anyway, that's why we study the things we study, why we read the things we read, and why I'm on the broadcast every day. I learn every single day preparing for these broadcasts, and my understanding deepens and deepens, and hopefully I can stir up your pure, your powerful, and your positive minds to make some inquiries on your own and point you in some of the places that I think are important to look, and then perhaps you can feed back to me and let me know what you've learned as well. Continuing, we're looking at the criterion of a good form. This is John Stuart Mill. We've been on this drill for some time now. You can look on our archives the last half hour or so, or hour of the broadcast, focused on this particular area. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. That's to draw to your attention the reform laws, the things that changed in England as the common law of England was transformed into this new collectivist idea, this idea of the greatest good of the greatest number, the panopticon worldview of Jeremy Bentham, the codification of laws and statutes in England that then found their way across the puddle and came over here as well. There's this whole idea of this new form of democracy, Woodrow Wilson saying making the world safe for democracy. This is this new form of democracy that has been spread. It's the form of a democracy where you find, as we do in Germany, just the other day, a chancellor in parliament assembled. No, this is not the American form of a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government. This is the English model of democracy with parliaments and prime ministers, etc. But again, dropping right back into the text from John Stuart Mill, the reasons make the word progress as unapt as the terms order and permanence to become the basis for a classification of the requisites of a form of government. I'm going to repeat that. Because as we build this thesis in logic and in rhetoric, in words, he is developing his understanding of what is the best form of government, a representative government. What is the criterion? What are the requisites for a good form of government? And as he's going through that, he's exposing certain myths, he's exploring certain areas, and he's slow to make any judgments. But again, these reasons would make the word progress as unapt as the terms order and permanence to become the basis for a classification of the requisites of a form of government. So it's not necessarily progress, it's not necessarily order, and it's not necessarily permanence that become the framework for good government. The fundamental antithesis which these words express does not lie in the things themselves so much as in the types of human character which answer to them. There are, we know, some minds in which caution and others in which boldness predominate. Always we go back to look at the people. Government is a plan, it's a frame. Our Constitution is a framework, it's a plan of government. But the government, the frame, the Constitution, is nothing if it is not fit for the people that it was instituted to serve. Governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, our founders wrote. But what is, but who are those people? Who are those people? In sum, the desire to avoid imperiling what is already possessed is a stronger sentiment than that which prompts to improve the old and acquire new advantages. And you can see in this globalist agenda from the Council on Foreign Relations, from the Trilateralists, from the Chatham House, from the London School of Economics, from the Peter D. Sutherlands and the Zbigniew Brzezinskis and the Henry Kissingers, for some, the desire to avoid imperiling what is already possessed is stronger sentiment than that which prompts to improve the old and acquire new advantages, while there are others who lean the contrary way, and they're more eager for future than care of present good. In other words, the transhumanists, those people that are looking for the revolutionary evolution or the evolutionary revolution, they care not for the things of the past. They only seek the future. They don't care what was good before. They're only looking at what is good to come. And from their mindset, what they're proposing is a better good or a greater good for a greater number than that system that we have today. Unfortunately, their plan doesn't comprehend the people, the system or the form of government that they are establishing may not be fit for the people it would govern. Are you with me? I think this is important. I hope you do too. The road to the ends of both is same, but they are liable to wander from it in opposite directions. This consideration is of importance in composing the personnel of any political body. Again, it's not so much the Harry S. Reid and Nancy Pelosi and the others are these, psychopaths and sociopaths that they are. It's that our entire population is comprised of psychopaths and sociopaths. It's taken many, many years for the John Deweys of the world and the Gramsci's and the Frankfurt School and so many others. It's taken many, many years for the Edward Bernays, the Freud nephew, people to craft this generation and generations of people not only in the United States but around the world to develop, to make this people the way that they are, that they would accept this perverse system of corporate governance on a global scale. There won't be any change as long as we remain what we have been created to become.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so we continue once again, hanging on to the Skype connection as best we can. Again, John Stuart Mill, he says the roads to the ends of both of these ideas, whether you're looking at, you know, from the progressive standpoint, whether you, or you're looking at it from the standpoint of the conservative, whether you're looking at moving forward into a new, let's say, in a different age, or whether you're trying desperately to hold on to something that you've had in the past, the road to both of those really has to lie in the same direction. Why is that? That is because, as we said so many times on this broadcast, we very carefully research the history, our past. We very carefully research and we tap into the best minds that have ever lived and the things that they had to say and the things that they've written and shared and sent forward to us. And then we look forward into the future. My vision for the future is one where we have greater and greater measures of freedom, always endlessly, and less tyrannical and despotic control over we the people. But that view is not shared by others. those that would like to have greater and greater tyrannical and despotic control over the people, those that would like to see massive reductions in population, those that would like to see an end to the quote-unquote middle class, the self-determination of how we use our property and those various and sundries, and how we would raise our children, and all of the many, in the great vast multitude of other options that you could roll out there, there are those that would like to see that not happen and implement all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, live in a collectivized world, live under sustainable development, all that nonsense. It doesn't make any difference. The road is the same road. We're going to have to share the road. Why? Well, because we are always together falling forward into the future. They're part of my future as I'm part of theirs. The struggle is going to continue. No doubt about that at all. This consideration is of importance in composing the personnel of any political body. Persons of both types ought to be included in it, that the tendencies of each may be tempered insofar as they are excessive by a due proportion of the other. So there's a balance that John Stuart Mill is encouraging be striven for. A balance. That you have so many globalists and you have so many individualists, you have so many collectivists and you have so many individualists in the room at the same time, around the same table, so that they can discuss these things. Terrible day on Oracle today. The phones are just not paying attention and they're not working well at all. The system is snafu'd for sure. Anyway, I'll just keep on connecting and reconnecting, making a minor advance as we go. So he continues here. He says again, the consideration is of importance in composing the personnel of any political body. Persons of both types ought to be included in it, that the tendencies of each may be tempered insofar as they are excessive by a due proportion of the other. Now, as we move forward into this idea of proportion and proportional representation and the Thomas Hare system, which we won't get to today by any means, but as we move forward into our discussion of what he was looking at as a best system, an ideal system of representative government in his day, we're going to find that there's more and more logic to it, and things that were impossible, doors that were closed to the fulfillment of some of John Stuart Mill's ideas in his time are wide open and available to us today through the use of the Internet. He continues and he says there needs no express provision to ensure this object, provided care is taken to admit nothing inconsistent with it. The natural and spontaneous admixture of the old and the young, of those whose position and reputation are made and those who have yet still to make them, will in general sufficiently answer the purpose. If only this natural balance is not disturbed by artificial regulation. All right, so you get all these geriatrics, you know, in Congress. You know, just the other day, the 92-year-old guy falls by the wayside. Byrd, was it? You know, and then you've got somebody young like Rand Paul. He has a different take on things, and he's coming in. And so we have to have the young and the old involved in the system. We have to have the new and the old in the system. And this is, they all need to have a place at the table, and they can't be blocked out or locked out by regulation. Election finance law needs to be in place so that it not only are the very, very rich, the ultra elite, allowed to have a place at the table. We need to reevaluate the idea of the established two-party political system, because the established two-party political system is that system that is represented by the various people that have been elected by it. Not you, not me. We're not in that constituency. Anyway, there's so much to consider as we go into this, you know, 4th of July Independence Day weekend. Things we need to keep in our mind. There is a system of government that our founders created. It is a competent framework. if we would but use it. And we don't use it. It's surrounded by brass. It's hidden under glass. It's put in a mausoleum, a shrine to things past, and it needs to be brought forward and reevaluated again today. Since the distinction most commonly adopted for the classification of social exigencies does not possess the properties needful for that use, we have to seek some other leading distinction better adapted to the purposes. Such a distinction would seem to be indicated by the considerations to which I now proceed, and we will proceed to his further writings on a day next week. But this is an excellent time to reflect when I was in New York on the 4th of July for the bicentennial in 1976. I was up on a fire escape with a friend of mine looking down at this huge, enormous crowd. At the time, there was approximately 8 million people that lived in New York City, and over 5 million people came through the New Jersey Turnpike, the tunnel there, and came into the city. So there were 13 million people. And they were all trying to crowd into exactly the same place that I was seated, up on a fire escape. My partner had enough sense to get us up off the street and out of the milieu. And so we had a perfect cat's eye view, bird's eye view of what was going down, not only right below us in the sea of people down below us, and the Coast Guard cutters coming back and forth as people were actually pushed into the water. They got up on the guardrails, the rails along the East River there, and there were so many people crushing, trying to get forward to get a better view. They were actually pushing people off the rail, and the Coast Guard would have to go along and pick them up out of the drink. And as the day went on and on and on, and more people came in, then the festivities began, more and more people getting drunk and getting stoned and everything else. The tall ships sailing by, the aircraft carriers, the destroyers, and all of that. But I was looking at those tall ships. Those are the big sailing, multiple mast schooners, the big ships sailing along with all their regalia. And I thought back at the time when New York really was something. And when we founded this country and we started to carve it out. And here's the Statue of Liberty sitting over there, all within view. And throughout the evening, from the barge, the fireworks displays were incredible, as you can imagine, on the bicentennial in New York City. There was no dime, of expense that was spared. It was lavish, to say the least. It was outstanding. It was profound in my life. Never seen anything like it before nor since. But I just had this overwhelming desire, after years and years of protesting and being an anti-war protester and marching in marches and carrying signs and demonstrating and so on and so forth, an overwhelming urge, a realization that I was going the wrong direction. I'd been outside trying to shout down the walls of this corrupt government, and what I really needed to do was to find the key to the doorway and to go inside and sit down at the table so that my voice could actually be heard. And that's a quest I've never deviated from. It's one that I encourage you to do today. Learn, take it into your heart over this weekend. Become vocal local. Your silence is your implied assent. If you do nothing, if you stand by and just do nothing and let all things continue in the direction that they're heading, we'll surely be lost in this country. But if you'll gut up a little bit, perhaps, do your homework, find out how your local governments operate and how they don't operate, and the things they ought be doing and the things they ought not be doing, and take an active part in that, I would encourage you to seek the abolition of the established two-party political system, which blocks out any form of representation other than that which is prescribed for us by law. There's so many things we could get into and so little time to do it. All I can say is have a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be careful. I'll see you again on Monday, and until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
If a
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.